Welcome back to another evening of entertainment banter. I'm glad you showed up, Matt.
Thanks, Joel.
So today, we figured we'd hit a big entertainment market. It's on the internet. Everybody knows about it. If you don't know about it, you've probably been living on a rock for the last 20 years. It's YouTube!
Yeah, YouTube.
We're going to mainly try to talk about mainly not how YouTube became popular, because it's pretty obvious. Everybody wants to be in movies, wants to be famous, wants to be the center of attention, but more of like how YouTube has created this empire of people who want to be discovered on it. So that's one of the reasons why people use YouTube. Right. And another is just to see what unique thing they can do to get that discoverability.
Yeah.
Because people do get discovered. People actually live off YouTube.
They make a living off
they
of
make
it.
A YouTube living.
Absolutely.
Because YouTube does the advertisement now, which lets you get money for it.
A lot more than that, but yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because with YouTube, I mean, I think the way, let's just do back history real quick. It mostly started out as somebody, it's not YouTube, but like America's Funniest Home Videos, that kind of mentality. Like people had videos that they thought were humorous. And they decide to share it with the world, okay? And then people would watch it, like, look at this jackass, or look at this, or look at that. Then it turned into people started using it for creative purposes, like, hey, I want to do this. Then it turned into, well, I want to film ridiculous stuff and see what I can get away with, you know, or temper tantrums, or skateboarding extreme stuff, or, you know, showing off their skills or injuries on purpose, or that kind of thing, a show-off thing. And then it started turning into a business, where people would start doing product reviews and whatnot. They would purchase an item and show things, and it's turned into this huge commercial industry. And now with the Netflix and Hulu and all these other online services, YouTube is trying to monopolize on that as well and start doing their own kind of programming. So that's kind of the gist of it right now anyway, is as we stand and see it. But the reason why we wanted to talk about it today was because, maybe because we're exhausted from work, but we had to go in early. But we started talking about it because I'm not a big internet person. I don't like Facebook. I know that sounds crazy. People hate me for that, I'm sure. But I don't get on Facebook. I don't post things. I don't tweet. I don't do whatever.
The government's watching them.
Government's watching. No, I'm just kidding.
You're one of the troubled children.
I'm one of the troubled children, yes. No, but I just felt like I still believe in quality and creativity and the storytelling of certain, you know, people writing a story,
as
taking the time to create something from scratch, think about the process. I don't like going online and watching someone wearing a Chewbacca mask laughing their ass off in their car for about 45 minutes. To me, that's just, I don't need to see that. If I want to see assholes, I just go to Walmart like normal and just look at them there.
Well, I know what, you can go on YouTube and watch people at Walmart.
Right. But every once in a great while, a friend of mine will show me a video, and case in point today, I saw this video. There's only two videos on YouTube I've ever seen that made me laugh hysterically to the point where I was crying and continuing to laugh for hours on end at work. And this video was a video of a forklift driver on a truck. And I'm sure most people have seen
this. He was laughing for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. And so, like, it's classic because he drives this forklift with a pallet of stuff off of the truck. And instead of letting go, he just goes for a ride. And from beginning to end, it looks like the Olympics where people go up to the diving board and they have to do that perfect dive. They have to spin and they have to, like, hit the water with no or little splash. To me, every aspect of that video and the human body and how it tried to survive in air and how it landed, I just lost it. I lost it. And the only other video is the sail cat video, if you guys know what I'm talking about there. That is the only other video where you see this cat pop up to the music of Sail Cat and legitimately commits suicide or does this Looney Tunes rendition of running in place for half a second before it falls off the face of the earth. But I just... Oh my God, those are the two YouTube videos that I think
look them
are,
up. Yes, you should look definitely up, look them up.
The funniest
if I've
you
ever have
seen.
Not seen them or you haven't had a good laugh today.
So that's what prompted us to talk about that. To me, was entertaining, and we are.
That is where you find entertainment, and those people who put up those kind of videos I like to believe they're putting it up there because they legitimately think, this is funny, and we should post this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people get followers, and people watch
it. Well,
them,
catch up
and
off the ledge is
unexpected. And it goes viral, and people watch it. And that's now what people are trying to do now, is to see what kind of ridiculous thing I can do to go viral.
Right, okay, so I see what you're saying. So go ahead, you're taking it to the next level now.
Going viral and all that?
Well, you're talking about people saying to themselves, how can I
of
go
course.
Viral? So go ahead.
That's, of course, yes, YouTube has turned into this where I can get discovered through YouTube.
Yep.
So now it's all about trying to find this next thing that could present you. Some people have singing skills. They have great vocals, and they want to sing for the world.
Sure.
Others want to make fun of things and see how fast they can get it go viral just to get famous for those 5 seconds
right.
that people are like, oh, I got 10 million likes, and look all these views I got. So there's a mix of people on YouTube that are using it for their own gains. But essentially, I believe all people on YouTube are trying to get one thing and one thing only. It's really to get some kind of celebrityism
sure.
out of it. Because they want to be that person.
They want to be the
even
next
if the instructional
star.
Videos, they want to know that their one video of instructional video was so popular, it got this many people. Even though their thing probably deep down, they're, dang, I can't talk. even though they're probably thinking, oh, I just want to help people. They're deep down, human beings want to be center of attention. And
sure.
YouTube is a great way, a tool, to become that center of attention. But now it's not the only reason why we want to talk about YouTube. We also wanted to talk about some of the videos we freaking just can't stand on YouTube, which is just ridiculous. When you go looking for a new trailer for a movie, which is you want to watch. You know, because companies use YouTube as advertisement tools. And I love watching trailers. I love seeing the movie trailers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes they're better than the movies.
Yes. That's true.
A lot of M. Night Shyamalan movies are really just trailers, and you probably should just watch them as trailers, and your life would be happier. But now people put up these reaction videos.
Well, you jumped right to it, huh? You skipped that whole midsection. You just
what were we
going to
talk about? What midsection?
Well,
about the viral?
You were talking about people wanting to go viral, yeah.
Okay,
like,
let's stay on viral then.
And
you have something
and
on that?
You were mentioning fame. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the idea of being famous.
Obviously, I didn't.
I know. Well, no, it's okay.
Okay, we can go back.
It is a 25-minute show. If you want to, you know, spew your wad
and
in one
we're
second.
Done.
All right, yeah.
No, go on.
So I'm trying to lead up to it, buddy. Because once we start talking about what you're going to talk about, I'm not going to shut up either. So, okay, so here we go. So what I was going to say is getting back to your wanting to be famous or wanting to be recognized. The videos I mentioned, the cat video and the Pallet Jack trailer video, they were legitimately like mistakes, you know, flukes that were caught on camera. Then you mentioned people wanting to become famous, some directly, some indirectly. Like you were saying, some are actually trying to do self-help things, like how do you rewire a lamp or something, but they still kind of want to be famous. It's helpful, but they still kind of want to be famous. And then
they
want to
be that person that knows.
Yeah, and then like, there's those individuals that go online and they literally like get their guitar and they're shirtless and they're trying to sing and look cool. And they want to be recognized, famous, and then, like, hoping that actually they are discovered, so to speak. And then you have those individuals who just want to be YouTube famous. Like, they know that they're not going to be famous, but they are trying to be famous through YouTube. So my question to you is this. The two last ones, being famous through YouTube and being famous because you were discovered on YouTube, realistically speaking, with so many people doing this these days, one thing I feel is it's manipulated our television watching. That's why we have so much reality TV now, is because I feel like they took a page out of YouTube and said, oh, this crap is what people want to watch. So now they have a fictional crap on television as well as the crap on YouTube. So people who want to be famous and are trying to use YouTube as that medium, do you think it will work for them? Has it worked for some? Obviously it has. But realistically speaking, like you mentioned, it's 1 second of fame. They get a bunch of hits, and then they're forgotten about, right?
Yeah.
But they're not really forgotten.
No.
Because YouTube lasts forever. That one video will always be there.
That's another problem with it, too. You put it on there, it's on there.
Right.
You cannot get rid of it.
So my question to you is this. As those people, let's talk about the people that want to be famous. They have their shirts off. They're trying to play guitar.
I like how that's your representation of what famous
Frozen,
is.
When that came out, girls... adult women were dressed in Elsa gowns walking through real snow and were singing and acting in front of a camera in the hopes that they might be probably discovered by Broadway or Disney, hoping there'd be a live action movie. Like, oh, check this, Frozen's popular. Look at these girls singing and acting in real snow.
And that's a huge possibility.
We should cast her. How do you feel about those individuals? Do you think they're, no offense if you're one of them, pathetic? Or do you think,
he just called you pathetic.
Or do you think you have, no, I just think,
me in the dress.
Like, they're so desperate because this medium is the only way that they can be noticed, that this is, they're going to go all out. And some of these videos, they do go all out. You know, there's a lot of nerdy Star Wars videos and lightsabers and stuff.
Oh, have you seen that girl who does the Legend of Zelda songs and everything? And she does it with the violin.
I think,
and
yes.
She's dressed as Link.
Yes.
She's so hot.
Right. But see, that's, so you think that works. So my question is, does it, what do you think, what would you say to those people, like, don't waste your time?
No. You can't tell someone to not follow dreams. That's straight up saying, no, you can't follow.
Knowing and how it cool gives
people
is.
This gives people hope. YouTube actually gave a lot of people hope that one day maybe they could be discovered. Maybe one day they can actually have that fantasy life of being a superstar. You know what? It's not as glamorous as you think. Yes.
It's not.
They get a lot of money, but you have to be smart about it. And you get a lot of crap. And you got to take a lot of social media. You got to, nowadays, it's so bad. You can't even, go take a piss without someone taking a picture of your wanker and saying, he's got a Prince Albert.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and there's people that want you to look bad, too.
Hell yeah.
You know, there's you know how people go on set and they're before makeup? Well, there's people there taking photos of these stars on purpose when they're at their worst. You know, they just woke up. They're friggin' exhausted. They're not wearing their best clothes because they're going to put makeup on and they're going to go do a shoot, you know, but then it gets in the tabloids. So, yeah, we're talking about the price of fame.
People
now,
are always out to get you. And if you got to be smart about it. If you're Chris Tucker is one of them, I think.
Okay.
He is very, he was the one in Rush Hour, right?
Oh, yeah. Chris Tucker. Yeah.
He was a great actor, I think. I think he's a fantastic guy. I mean, he's Chris Tucker.
Good
and he's pretty funny.
Timing.
But he stayed out of the limelight a lot. He did a couple movies and disappeared. There was actually an interview with him asking him, your last movie was 5-6 years ago. Why don't you do more movies? And he just works enough to, you know, to pay the bills, and then he stays out of the limelight.
Yeah.
It's smart. If you want to be famous, and a lot of people like that attention, though. People want that attention.
Well, that's the thing. So that's what I'm getting at.
People thrive for that attention.
But that's my point, though. We're talking about YouTube as a medium. So, for example, if you personally want to show off your talent, you know, case in point, would you dress up like Elsa, something that's already been created, and hope that it picks up an idea, like someone from Disney? Why would you do it? You're hoping that someone from Disney sees it.
Maybe you just
want to
do it.
Her?
You just enjoy it, maybe. Maybe
that's
you just
fine.
Like doing it.
That's fine. But we were talking
maybe
about the last two, not the enjoying part, but the
want
to be famous, or I already forgot. It was being famous by your own talent or being famous through YouTube only.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning you get discovered by YouTube and become famous, or you are famous because of YouTube. There's a difference.
Like a YouTube celebrity?
Yes.
That people actually thought they're real celebrities and
yes.
They're really not.
Right. Or they walk around like they are because they're getting good advertisement from YouTube and payouts. So, for example, if you want to be famous, you want to be recognized by Disney, so you dress up like Elsa and you sing a song in the snow. Is your goal, I hope the Disney exec sees me as Elsa so I can be cast as Elsa? I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Or do you go, and if you want to be taken seriously, would you go and you actually get on stage, get it well lit, and just sing a couple of songs like a normal human being? And put that on YouTube. What would you do? Would you do a reel type stuff, or would you try to go for what you want? I'm not going to get a bunch of cardboard boxes and dress up as a Transformer and say, Autobots, transform and roll out and hope Michael Bay cast me in this next movie.
Probably should.
I'm just saying it's possible.
It's probably better than
CGI.
But
you know what? You know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I think a lot of these people who dress up like that can go both ways. Some people just like to play the character.
Sure.
And they think they're doing it so well. They're portraying it so well. They kind of want to see what other people think on YouTube.
Right.
And then, of course, when you get negative feedback, you always go, no! No, I totally do it better than that. And people don't take criticism well, though, at that point. Sometimes.
Sure.
Some people do. So I think it goes both ways. Sometimes people just want to get it out there because they have this creative soul, but they can't release their creativity, so they take someone else's and copy it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're still expressing their artistic freedom with it.
And some people do a great job with it. Look,
they
take a lot of time and effort, and they do it. But to me, I kind of go, oh, that's kind of sad, because I feel like...
Yeah, because they don't have their own... they don't have their own drive. They were using someone else's to do it.
Well, but they had the drive to go out in the snow
and it's and great, shoot
it, right? But you know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like they're going about it the wrong way. You know what I mean? They're going about it the wrong way.
In your opinion.
Fair enough. Okay.
You mean you can't say they're doing it the wrong way? I mean, people have been discovered. I mean, people use YouTube for a lot of things other than just trying to get discovered. People actually try to get dates off YouTube.
That's a good point.
People use YouTube as
well. They use things for a lot of bad things too. Yeah, well, they also do it for a lot of bad things too.
True, they also bullying and stuff, or trying to get you to join ISIS.
Oh jeez, don't even get me started.
Is it IRIS?
It's Douchebags or Us. I don't know. I can't remember. So, anyways, all right. Before we go to the other half of that subject matter of being famous on YouTube. So my point is,
you porn so much better.
Amateur porn. Movie stars and music artists are also using YouTube in their downtime to
show promote. Stuff.
Yeah, like Zoe, what's her name?
From House of Cards?
No, from New Girl, and she's
New Girl's an awful show.
Listen, it doesn't matter. The point is, she's got a very unique, cool sounding voice, and she did a lot of great. Music videos on YouTube.
Get a lot of followers when you're actually already famous and people want to.
Yeah, but she wasn't that popular at the time. She had only done like a guest role, not guest role, but she played the love interest on Elf, the Christmas movie.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, and after that, I mean, that's the only thing I knew her in before I saw some of her singing on YouTube. But getting back to, because we're running, believe it or not, we're talking.
I told you, man, we're running out of time. You didn't want to talk about YouTube, and YouTube is like a huge subject. We're not going to hit everything on YouTube.
No, but we're focusing more on the entertainment aspects of it, not the.
YouTube is an entertainment website. What wouldn't be entertaining on it?
But like you said, it wasn't always entertainment. Instructional, yeah. It could also just be bully type. It could be advertising.
That's entertaining for others.
I guess. But so getting back to where. I'm going to do the lead in now. So we're moving into people famous because of YouTube. All right. So go ahead, because what you were going to mention irritates me, and I know it irritates you.
Oh, so big time irritates me. So this is that. One of the things that people try to do on YouTube to get famous is to ride on other people's coattails.
Yes.
And a way to do that is to get something that's shocking, like a movie trailer that no one's expecting, like, I don't know, the new Star Wars movie trailer. Right. And then they do reaction videos of their friends, family, random people, grandma, the dog down the street, videos on camera as they're watching the trailer for the first time to see how they react to it, to see how awe-inspiring it is. The thing is, though, a lot of these trailers these days don't have that awe-inspiring. Yeah, some of them feel awesome. They look great because movie trailers have gone far and beyond to show the whole movie before you even see the whole movie. So... those reaction videos are ridiculous because one of the reasons they're ridiculous because we search on YouTube for, let's say we're searching for a Star Wars trailer,
right?
Episode or the Rebel movie, whatever it's called.
Rogue One.
Yeah. Mainly, a lot of those pop-ups on the top will be, Mrs. Johansson's reaction to Rogue One's trailer, right? Or Star Wars Rogue One trailer, and then really small print reaction. Right. Like, I don't want to see these reaction videos of this shit. I don't give a shit what you, grandma, thinks of this movie. I don't give a shit what your dog thought. I want to watch the damn fucking movie. Here's the kicker, though. Some reaction videos, they do it to get comedic out of it because they think it's funny how people react.
Yes.
And I find it that sometimes when you do watch a reaction video, so I'm going to another spectrum real quick. Even though I hate the videos, everyone remembers Two Girls, One Cup. If you don't. Oh,
jeez. Why did you have to bring that up?
The reaction videos to that were amazing.
Yes.
The problem was...
Are you saying that was the original?
I would refuse. That was... I feel like that was original. Okay. I refuse to see the actual video because of how... what I've heard about it.
Of course.
I wouldn't watch it.
All right, so here's the thing. So we... I'm not going to mention the example that you did because it's obviously... But the point we're making...
Kermit the Frog's reaction to that was hilarious.
Oh my God. Seriously? He's in that? I haven't even seen that.
Okay, go on.
All right, anyways. The point we're making is... So someone created... a new idea, which is react to something you're excited about or disturbed about. Doesn't matter. And videotape your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that it is unique and it's honest and it's raw. So what people have done now is, because it was so popular, is now everybody's doing it for everything. You know, they're reacting to opening a bag of chips to whatever. And the point is, not only that, but we've got 100,000 different people opening up the same bag of chips, and somehow their reactions are trying to be topped by other reactions other mm-hmm. people are doing. And so it's just my reaction is better than yours, and it just looks forced, it looks fake, and it's irritating. So to me, what makes me so grumpy about it is like, dude, one, you have the audacity to think I give a shit what you think, but two, the fact that you think it's funny enough to do and that you are original about it is insulting.
I think it's kind of funny, though, because we actually have the audacity to think that people are entertained by what we're talking about.
I don't really care, because we do this Burn! For ourselves. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people appreciate
it's our true. Honesty. We don't really want to. But we don't really give a
it's
shit.
It's called banter for a reason. We didn't claim to be experts.
Let's talk about Marvel, since we haven't talked about
it. Are you insane?
Oh, we talk about every movie.
You know what? Our podcast might be a drinking podcast now, because every time we talk and mention Marvel, people are going crap face. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, if you are listening and you've made it to episode whatever this is, 16 or 17, 18, I don't know.
17.
Wow. Then good for you. God bless you for listening.
God bless everyone.
Yeah, so I get angry because I think it's pathetic, because what I hate is when people think they're original and they're doing stuff that's been done and beaten to death, and they're acting like, oh, this is so cool.
And the thing is, when you're watching a trailer or something and yes. someone's videotaping you and you know it, you're going to act more on it. You're not going to be real. And because the people who want or letting it to happen
yes.
are not going to be real.
Exactly.
So you might as well take the damn camera to Comic-Con and watch the reactions to certain things there, because
that's
you know,
a great idea.
Oh, God. No, it's not.
No, actually,
people have already done that. People have already done that, probably.
Fair enough. But you know what? At least that would be honest.
Be more real.
Yeah.
Because you know you're getting videotaped.
Right.
Kind of.
Have you ever caught yourself watching TV? Like, if somehow you catch a reflection in the mirror, you look like a fucking zombie. You know, you look really retarded. Most people's reactions are like, ugh.
Yeah, you don't really. I don't know that many people who actually react when they see something awe-inspiring. Like, you go see a movie in theaters, not everyone's going, ooh, oh my gosh, no way he did that. Yeah, some of them do. You want to hit him back in the head.
Right.
But
that's probably why they're watching the trailers at home, because they know they've been chastised at the
movie theater. Only react the strong emotions out loud, laughing.
Right.
You end up doing that out loud.
Right.
You also scream sometimes out loud.
Sure.
You may even cry and whimper because of what happened. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to make these weird faces that some people do.
Weird face maybe, but not over a minute 30.
No, not right. a minute 30 something. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
I feel like they're forced.
Oh, it absolutely is.
They are the real ones, then
we're getting close to the end, too, of our podcast. But hang in there. So the other thing, getting back to your searching, too, when I try to search information, the other irritating thing is it used to be when movies came out, people would have their theories and analyze things. They'd show pictures and behind-the-scenes crap, or they have little red arrows.
Yeah, people have been doing that for a long time. Yeah.
Right, but now they're doing it for trailers.
Oh, I hate when they do fan-made trailers.
Oh, that
Those are the worst!
Yes. Like, you're just trying to find the actual trailer to the movie.
And you get a fan-made one. Yes. Oh, my God. And then people are like, wow, you did a really good job. Like, no, stop. Or when people fake you out and they just want to get a reaction out of you. So they post up, like, oh, a trailer to the new, you know, Avengers 3 movie. But then it'll be like, it'll start off with, like, the Marvel thing. Yes. And then it'll show, like, some guy jacking off in the corner. And you're like, oh, fuck me. They got me again.
Yeah.
Billy 3x5.
Yeah, so clever. You know what would be great is here's a thought. if the video on YouTube has more hates than likes, then maybe it shouldn't be on the top 10 in the search engine.
Have you ever seen one with more hates than likes?
Oh, all the time.
Really? I don't pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah.
I try not to like things.
Because usually when I get disappointed at something, I like to see who else likes this shit. And you'd be surprised at how many people do. But
I'm not going to lie. I used to go to comments on some videos just because, like, people get in such arguments online and they want their opinion to be heard.
Oh, you stirred the pot, huh?
No, I don't add anything to it usually. Oh, okay. I just read it because it's like, I always want to post up like the Michael Jackson eating the popcorn going, I want to come here for the comments. You know, because it's like people get so worked up and you don't know if they really are or not, but they sure sound like it via how you're reading it.
Yeah.
And it's just like amazing to me that people get so worked up. Winning an argument online is like winning gold at the Special Olympics. That's right. We ain't going PC on this freaking podcast.
Oh, not today, I guess. Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, not yesterday either.
We're never PC.
Public defenders.
Well, because we're running out of time. This is going in the final minutes. Do you think YouTube is
going to... mail.
That's great. Who cares? No one cares.
That was a reaction about you. Look at that. Reaction video.
Oh, too bad we weren't videotaping it. All right, sorry. I'll redo it.
Okay. I know. Okay, go on.
No, all I was going to say is YouTube, because we got to finish up. With this whole... it's becoming a business. You know, believe it or not, there was a time the internet, a lot of stuff on it was free.
YouTube's free still, but you can actually purchase monthly subscriptions, have no advertising.
Do you think it's going to turn into like cable? And it's now we're going to be paying to see our favorite bull cat jumping off rooftop.
Absolutely. Because cable is going to go away eventually.
Yeah.
We are not going to have cable TV eventually. Network TV will only be there for emergency purposes and news to get information across, and everyone deserves the right to have that. But beyond that, I don't think you're going to see much just due to the fact that no one, you have Netflix, you have Hulu,
but what I'm saying
you
is,
have Amazon Prime.
Do you think Billy Joe's reaction trailer is worth paying for as opposed to, let's say, Netflix Daredevil?
No.
Okay.
But people will see that if they pay for Billy Joe, you know, falling off a cliff and it's hilarious, they're willing to watch the next one that's, you know, bridal shower falls apart on collapsible bridge.
So you think, in a sad sort of way, this is our new media form for life? People are more interested in YouTube than television these days.
I think we're in between of what's really going to happen to our media in that sense. YouTube is a stepping stone to something hopefully much bigger. Or the collapse of society. Who knows? Idiocracy, you should watch that movie. That's a collapse.
But you're saying you would be okay with YouTube being the main source of entertainment as opposed to things like Netflix or cable TV?
No, I would think Netflix.
Because think about
Netflix. Netflix's original TV shows are amazing.
Right, but my point is, you don't have to pay people on YouTube. You don't have to pay for their filming, their time,
energy. The thing is,
it's free media that's given to them.
Eventually, when YouTube starts charging, because they are now, to get free advertisement, how is it divvied up to the ones that were already getting advertised? Because that's how they're getting paid. You have advertisement on your page, and you get a couple cents every time someone watches that movie.
My understanding is the more hits you get, they offer it advertisement.
Of course. The moment you hit a certain amount of hits, YouTube offers to get advertisement on your video, because then you agree, they hook you up with an account, they pay you into your PayPal, they pay you into your, you know, your child fund. Who knows. And every time someone goes with that video, then on, you get paid a little bit, a little some change here and there, depending on how popular you are. Because you're bringing people to a video that's entertaining them, which means they can advertise on it. And it comes down to everyone just wants to advertise. I mean, that's the only way YouTube has been making money since day one, advertisement.
Of course.
And that's how you really make money, is advertising.
So if you had final thoughts for both of us, I'll let you go first. Or do you want me to go first? Final thoughts on people using YouTube as a source of, I'm going to stick with entertainment, a source for them to be noticed and or seen. My advice to them is don't insult your audience. I would say if you are talented, try to come up with something creative on your own that doesn't stem from anything that's already out there. So if you're a Star Wars fan, don't do a Star Wars video. Try to come up with something very creative that's sci-fi on your own, and do it through After Effects or however you want to do it. If you're a singer, don't take a Frozen costume, put it on, and walk through the snow. Highlight yourself in a positive manner in your own unique way. That's what I would recommend. Don't insult your audience. There's
not entertaining, though. I want to see a fat chick in Elsa's dress trying to change her dress.
You know what? I believe after a while, people will get tired of those videos. They may change slightly, but people will get fed up with it. You don't watch People's Court every day, do you? Yeah, it's fun to watch Jerry Springer, but after three episodes of that, you're kind of tired of it. It's the same crap. It's the same crap.
Do you think that the world's just getting more ignorant due to how our media is?
That might be more of a political question for another day. But
that's a loaded question.
I will say this. People work really hard. They don't have a lot of downtime, and they just want a quick fix. And sometimes something as simple as a 30-second video of a cat committing suicide is enough to get them through the day. And for that, God bless YouTube for that. But for those who live and die by it, yes, I think there's a problem. Absolutely.
I have probably witnessed some deaths on YouTube and not knowing it.
I didn't say witness this. I'm saying live and die by YouTube, meaning like they eat, breathe YouTube. That's what I'm saying.
People do though.
That's unhealthy. Crazy. That to me is unhealthy.
Well, who are you to say it's unhealthy? You drink Coke.
Oh, for God's sake. We're not going into any more stuff. By the way, for any Coke sponsors in the near future, I love the taste of Coke as well as Pepsi.
Soda is bad for you, and we will never be sponsored by soda. We probably will never get sponsored due to the fact that we're too freaking...
How did we get on soda? All right, finish it.
Because you're fat.
Oh my God, that's hurtful. You said that on iPod.
On iPad?
I said iPod.
I said iPad.
You're deaf.
I need to go to bed.
Clearly, I'm not that fat. All right, here we go.
Just Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, thank you.
Now people are gonna think like, oh, this guy on this podcast is probably so fat. Right, and then they're gonna see we're gonna finally do a photo. Like, wow, look at you, man. You're not fat.
I know, and they're gonna say, what a hypocrite. He's just a fat guy sitting at his computer all day. He just sits at his computer all day, like iPodding instead of iTubing. He's iPodding. What a hypocrite.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is your.
And we're all thinking that people are like, you know, all these videos people watching YouTube is just, you know.
At least they have the DC to show themselves.
Oh my gosh.
Like podcast.
We don't have the faces for YouTube.
Yeah, but we have the great personalities.
Isn't that we're like, you know, like I have a face for radio. We have the face for podcast. We don't have the face for YouTube.
Yeah, that's the new thing. We haven't made it to radio.
Now it's YouTube to podcast, because now podcast is like the audio form of YouTube, because you can do all your own podcasts, and YouTube is now TV.
I think podcast is like the underground of YouTube. It's like the grunge. It's like the back door to these.
Well, you can open up your mind. You can open up your heart. You can say whatever you want, and then you can put it on the world. And I think we're going to put it on more online, more for people to our own friends to listen to.
Absolutely.
And if other people listen to it, fine.
Sure.
If we entertain a couple more Joe Schmoes, fine.
Great.
The common folk.
You didn't give me your final thought though.
Maybe I don't have a final thought.
Advice for anybody on that wants.
Why are we giving advice? We're giving advice now. Are we legally allowed to do that?
Oh, for God's sake!
There's a disclaimer saying any advice we give is not really taken, and we should not.
If you want to end this now, we can end it without your final thought.
Oof.
Oh, now you.
We end all of them with final thoughts. We do, and we've gone over our 25-minute.
Why do you suddenly care about your opinion? You use your opinion on everything all the time.
My opinion's strong.
All right, so you're afraid then?
Not afraid. I don't really have a final thought because. Okay, my final thought is that I don't have a final thought due to the fact that YouTube is such a mass media market, it is becoming into a behemoth that we can't control due to the fact that it's all public-based. No matter what kind of content goes on there, we don't know what content is going to be on there the next day or the next day or the next day. It can be, there are probably a bunch of people putting up original thoughts, original things. We're never going to see because people are only into getting people's balls getting hit, you know, by rocks. Or they want to see the guy eating shit on the bike. Or they want to see the girl who sings off key. They want to see that shit. Or they want to see the cat that is scared of cucumbers. You know, like they want to see those kind of videos. And
you're leaning more towards the entertainment side of just wackiness. But I was saying advice to people that
want to be discovered by.
Yes. Or be famous from it.
Be yourself on there, more or less. People don't when someone auditions for a musical or something, you never go into that musical saying it's like Aladdin. You don't go in there singing A Whole New World. You sing something that they can see you in all different levels.
Absolutely.
You want to show them a different side of you. If you want to audition for a Star Wars movie, you don't make a Star Wars scene and show them that you can act in Star Wars. You want to do some kind of drama scene that can show them.
Like Shakespeare or something?
No, maybe not that.
Okay.
But you want to show your levels of
So that's
skills.
Advice. That's advice.
That's all advice. You want to see parts of you that.
I think that's great
that
advice.
That you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. I am Matt.
And I'm Joel. And I'm done.